Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Gasoline shortages have expanded across the East Coast as consumers continue to panic buy amid the fallout from a cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline last week by Russian ransomware group DarkSide. That 5,500-mile pipeline system transports more than 100 million gallons of gasoline a day and continues to be shut down. The company says it should be back up and running by the end of the week. Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, warned anyone who would listen on Tuesday that American democracy faces a threat it has never seen before.
Today we face a threat America has never seen before. A former president who provoked a violent attack on this Capitol in an effort to steal the election.
A vote is expected Wednesday to remove Cheney from the role of House Republican Conference Chair. The lawmaker's public feud with Trump raised concerns among House GOP leaders about her ability to serve ahead of the 2022 midterm election. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's now up to an advisory committee with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention to authorize the decision by the Food and Drug Administration to use the COVID-19 vaccine on children 12 years and older. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Many parents were relieved with the FDA decision so their children could take part in summertime activities. Dr. Janet Woodcock, acting FDA commissioner, called it a significant step in the fight against COVID-19.
Vaccinating a younger population brings us closer to returning to a sense of normal.
Dr. Peter Marks, also the FDA, wrote in a press release, "With science guiding our evaluation as well as our decision-making process, the FDA can assure the public as well as the medical community that all available data meets our rigorous standards to support the emergency use of this vaccine in the adolescent population 12 years of age and older."
A shout out to KRQN FM 107.1 in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Thanks for being a part of the family. We are USA Radio News.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, who lost support from fellow GOP leaders in recent weeks, amid a public feud with former President Trump, said her stand was driven by a reverence for the rule of law.
Today we face a threat America has never seen before. A former president who provoked a violent attack on this Capitol in an effort to steal the election has resumed his aggressive effort to convince Americans that the election was stolen from him. He risks inciting further violence. Millions of Americans have been misled by the former president. They have heard only his words, but not the truth, as he continues to undermine our democratic process, sowing seeds of doubt about whether democracy really works at all. I am a conservative Republican, and the most conservative of conservative principles is reverence for the rule of law. The Electoral College has voted. More than 60 state and federal courts, including multiple judges the former president appointed, have rejected his claim.
A vote is expected Wednesday to remove her from the role of House Republican Conference Chair, the number three position in the Grand Old Party. Republican gubernatorial candidate in California, Caitlyn Jenner, told news outlets this week that she never voted for president in the November 2020 election and opted to golf instead. Los Angeles County records show she actually did cast a ballot last fall. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick Manning joins us now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Well, Rick, are we reliving 1973 all over again here? I mean, as one governor put it, it just seems so familiar, except he thought the music was better back in 1973.
Man, that's a line I've got in town hall today. Yeah, the music was much better in 1973. I went last night in commemoration of 1973 on Facebook. I put out about seven songs from 1973, all of which are super classics, and, you know, fact is, the one thing Joe Biden can't bring back from 1973 is his youth. He was 30 and just entering the Senate, right. And B, the great music. So, but he's bringing back inflation. I don't know if you saw the inflation numbers this morning, but inflation.
Well, you knew it was a matter of time. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this was inevitable. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was, but I will tell you, it's somewhat stunning. The inflation rate over the last 4 months, if you put it over a 12-month period, is over 12%. And it's a and he inherited an inflation rate of 1.6%. So in 4 months, we've gone from 1.6% annualized, and once again, I'm taking four out of this. I'm excluding all the Trump months. You just take the Biden months, we've got a 12.3% inflation rate.
Incredible.
And,
yeah.
And on top of that, we're spending trillions, you know, we're putting another $1 trillion at least into the economy from the government, and they've just stimulated. We don't have people are incentivized to not work, which is, you know, really, that's always a good thing when you pay people not to work.
Exactly. But they insist that that has no correlation whatsoever. I say they, the Biden administration spoke talking heads, have insisted on that, you know, that idiotic perspective. I mean, it just doesn't hold water.
Well,
I mean, we've already got governors.
Workers,
some governors are.
Workers themselves say it does. The workers themselves say that it does.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't have the people who are trying to unionize McDonald's say that this is a, you know, the reason people aren't going back to work is because they're not paid a fair wage to McDonald's. And on one hand, and then on the other hand, say, oh, the overpaying for paying people to stay home isn't a motivator. You don't get to have it both ways. So they can say what they want. Any reasonable person knows if somebody's paid a lot more, paid more money to stay at home rather than spend 40 hours a week working, by and large, the incentive is pretty strong to stay at home, be with the kids, do all that.
Well, and for a portion of this labor force that comes back to work, if they in fact have just been, you know, sitting in the basement of their parents' home playing video games, I mean, you got to imagine, you know, what they've done with their brains and how they've atrophied, you know, over these last, you know, this last year and a half. I mean, you just can't afford to do that. from a mental standpoint. Now you've got another part, and that is you've got people who have taken advantage and said, okay, it's free money, tax free, but I don't want to just stay at home. You know, I've played enough video games, I've conquered enough, so maybe I'll just go and participate in the gig economy and I'll enter the black market and just get paid under the table. So this is a vicious cycle, and we already know that people are doing that as to what extent. Not to the extent that they did after the Affordable Care Act came out, which, everybody had to start, going and working for 2-3 jobs to make up for the job they lost and the health care they lost.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. People behave rationally. And if you can make, $10 an hour working under the table and then you get paid effectively $20 an hour for not working, who's going to go back and take a job until that the unemployment benefit is cut? Who's going to go back and take a job for $22 an hour, even under those circumstances? You just don't. Mm-hmm. So it is a we're creating a vicious cycle. The only people who can see it are those who don't want to, mm-hmm. Or those who want to deny it because their objective isn't to, bring people out of poverty. Their objective is to make people government dependent. That is their mm-hmm. objective. They're pretty clear about it. And because ultimately, if you want to create a society that's dependent upon government and doesn't ever want to limit government power, make them dependent upon government. Make them essentially a small time beneficiary of a power grab, and they'll always vote that way. So that's what we've got, and it's pretty blatant.
And the thing is, you bring up a good point here, and I just want to pause just a second and get people to make sure they catch this, is not only do you have to look at what people are saying, but look at the people who are not saying anything. The mainstream media, big tech, how they're giving cover, to this blatant lie and deception that's being thrust upon the American people, as you said, in order to create this modern-day slavery class. I mean, and it's incredible, too, when you think of the timing of this. I mean, here we got Black Lives Matter, hashtag Me Too, all this stuff for individual, rights, people of color and yada yada all the way down the line. And what are they doing? I mean, they're setting the news for the very thing that they say that, they're trying to get people out of. I mean, it's so idiotic. And the people are playing into their hands. Now, people of color, a lot of black Americans in 2020 figured it out, and they left the Democratic Party. They voted conservative. They voted for Donald Trump, because they understood. And they realized that, this is the first of many battles. This wasn't just one battle, and it's over. I mean, it's not like everybody's checked in their brains at the door, and they're not participating. They see this quite clearly. And, again, they're observing who's talking about what and who's not talking about the things that they should be talking about, like what we're what we just said this morning about the employment and, the whole idea of the American idea and dream, Rick, is that we would all have a fair chance to go out and be successful, provide for our families, live and enjoy liberty. And we're seeing that being stolen away. And you got to put it right there at the feet of one Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party. I don't know where else to put it.
There is nowhere else to put it. It is exactly what they're doing. And once again, it's their intent. And it's somewhat ironic because conservatives are used to thinking in terms of where their votes are. And they look at today and they say, well, the votes are in the people 45 plus. We're losing with the millennials. We're losing with the Gen Zs, which is not that surprising. It's pretty typical. The irony is on the Democrat side, while they are beginning to lose votes amongst the Gen Z and the millennial blacks, and they're keeping the older blacks who have a pattern. But the Gen Z and millennial blacks are looking at opportunity, and they're voting opportunity outside of the civil rights movement, which is why the left desperately needs critical race theory. They're trying to recreate the civil rights movement.
Exactly. Well, and as you said, and that's exactly it, and I agree with you. People are voting opportunity. Whether, it doesn't matter. People of color, otherwise just all Americans are realizing that, look, if freedom is going to reign as much as it would count on any one of us, we have to stand up, make sure our vote counts. And this is why what's going on in the Senate right now with S1 is so critical, and we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. We've got more from Rick Manning after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Over a year ago, the Tide Ministry branched into Pakistan, and we're blessed to be working with ministry partners who are dedicated to our mission of spreading Jesus' love. Pakistan is a difficult place to share the gospel. The government often fails to protect Christians from religious persecution, so many are afraid to share the gospel, and many more are afraid to embrace it. One ministry partner is combating this fear by covertly encouraging his neighbors to listen to the Tide Ministry gospel broadcasts and to connect and learn more by texting or calling his cell phone. By communicating through a private cell phone, listener calls or texts can't be traced back to the Christian program. This can help listeners feel more comfortable reaching out to the Tide Discipleship team. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry works to share the love of Christ across the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President of Americans for Limited Government, as we're talking about and reminiscing off air, you know, it was funny that he and I somehow channeled the same thing, and he's just written a column about the comparisons of now versus 1973. Remember, we had the gas lines with Jimmy Carter, And that was my flash. I didn't even think. I wasn't clever enough to think about the music, but you did, and it came up just, I don't know, somehow, maybe you channeled it to me in the intro, talking about the music, and because I heard one of the governors here said that, you know, it feels like 1973 again, he says, but the music was much better. And a lot of great music during that period of time.
Yeah, it was a time when, a lot of things were going wrong, mm-hmm. but the thing that was going right was that we had the musicians were cranking out great stuff that we still listen to today. Everything mm-hmm. from a number of Led Zeppelin tracks to Radar Love by Golden Earring and to Turn the Page and Bob Seger. You go to Aerosmith's Dream On. You go to Lynyrd Skynyrd's Freebird, and you just go on and on and on.
Exactly. No, it was good. It was good fun. But here we are today, and we need a lot more than music. We need somebody with a vision. I mean, because look what Joe Biden has been able to do in what, 4 months in office? I mean, the borders are open. Our energy independence is so greatly compromised and even brought more evident because of what happened, you know, with this colonial hack, which is incredible. You know, what has happened that, you know, a business would be suspect to this. I mean, it's not like nobody has been reporting on this about how you get these cyber attacks coming in and ransomware being involved. And you've got an organization that is this big and makes this kind of money, and they're using outdated Microsoft malware. I mean, if this isn't a big warning for businesses and entities across the country, and especially for somebody like Colonial, what do they got? About 45% of the oil that goes to the east goes through Colonial pipelines?
Yeah, essentially that they transport is diesel fuel. They transfer processed oil. So you've got mm-hmm. gasoline, diesel fuel, air jet fuel is what they mainly send through their pipelines. And apparently their systems were vulnerable to attack. The challenge is that there is actually a group that at least that's getting, I guess the word's credit for this, that engages in, that breaks into systems, shuts down systems, and then holds the firms hostage until right. they pay a fee. And when they pay a fee, they give them back the code and let them go back to work again. And I didn't even realize that business existed. These guys allow people to invest in them like they're a legitimate business. It is a, and it's stunning that occurs. I had absolutely no idea. I knew people.
Really? Oh, they've been doing this for hospitals, you know, for a long time in California, Rick. I've known about it, and with ransomware, all this stuff that's been going on, there's ads on television about it all the time. You know, so this is all very prevalent, but this is the first time we've seen it with something like this. And, of course, supposedly this is coming out of Russia. And, I don't know what they call it, the dark side. And then there's a darker dark side even yet, supposedly. So everybody's claiming some plausible deniability and trying to set some distance between them and Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, I have to tell you, apparently the Russians are the greatest cyber hackers in the world because they get to blame every time something happens. I don't know if the Russians had anything to do with this. I know that Joe Biden said they did, but every time he turns around, he says Russia. Once again, going back to 1973, when Russia right. was the problem, then Soviet Union was the problem.
Right.
But we have gas lines. We have people lining up gas pumps to try to make sure they have gas in their cars. We have gas stations out of gas. The only thing we're missing are green flags, red flags, and yellow flags to determine whether a gas station has gas, is only open for a service, or if they don't have any, they're not open at all. Mm-hmm. It's odd even days for getting gas.
Exactly. Well, if it goes much longer, they say, than this weekend, we probably will bring the flags back, you know. So,
it's pretty astonishing. There are other things that are reminiscent. We have war in the Middle East.
Exactly.
The Iranian proxies, Hamas and actual direct Iranian proxies. The Iranian Defense Force has some people who are firing missiles. The missiles they're firing into Israel right now are missiles that were developed in Iran in 2019. So they're new missiles. They're not the Scuds of the old days. They are actually new. They have warheads.
Do you think Iran maybe winced a little bit when Hamas said, "Thank you, Iran, for sending us better missiles"?
Well, except for the Ayatollah said that he was sending them better missiles in 2019. So it's and at the same time, we're busy giving them taking the sanctions off. We're busy giving Iran a bunch of cash so they can spend the cash to develop nuclear weapons and upgrade their uranium refining capacity, but also to spend money on terrorist organizations around the Middle East and the world who are going to attack U.S. interests and are bent on the destruction of Israel. Right. So, you know, 1973, we had the war where Syria and Egypt attempted to attack Israel and take and basically drive them into the sea. And they got creamed in that war again. And as a result, essentially we've been at the borders that we have since then. And that includes, by the way, the area that the Palestinians claim is their own on the west bank of the Jordan River, which Israel, through war, won legitimately after they were attacked by nations around them. And it is effectively the buffer zone that allows them to survive. So what we're seeing is just like 1973, a wholesale assault on Israel. The world is, the sad thing is, and I never like to say, "I told you so." I pray and pray that that Joe Biden and his team will get it right. The world is a better place when the United States is strong and competent and sound. But today the world is not a better place. We have the Middle East about to go in flames. We have gas lines. We have inflation on the rise. We have people refusing to work because benefits are too good. We have wholesale crisis, and is all laid at the feet of Biden administration policy.
Yeah, without a doubt. You can't put it anywhere else. I mean, it's just been an incredible 100 days. And, it's surprise, surprise that, the voters, because I'm starting to see, shirts and bumper stickers around here in Florida. I didn't vote for him. according to the records, some 80 million people did. And like we were going to expect something different. We thought there was going to be something better. I mean, we went through 8 miserable years under Barack Obama. And so now we're going to go through Obama 2.0 and expect something better. I mean, this is totally insane. And then, as if that's not enough, then you got the power grab by the Democrats that's taking place, as all kinds of pressure is on the Senate right now to pass this S1, protect the vote, protect the people bill, and this
right.
big, mirage that supposedly they're doing something about voter integrity. This is the thing. You love what Democrats say, because what they say is just the opposite of what actually is their policy, isn't it?
100% correct. And I would encourage people to contact their senators and urge them to oppose S1. They made some small changes to it, but it did not pass that Rules Committee. It was a tie 9-9 yesterday. So the Democrats will have to engage in extraordinary measures to try to bring it to the floor. And then they'll have to overthrow the filibuster and get rid of the filibuster for a non-spending bill in order to get it done. People need to stay on the Senate. They need to tell the Senate no, and that they want to maintain voter integrity. They want to keep the one-person, one-vote system. They want to have voter identification.
Can you imagine the constitutional crisis that's going to take place in its wake, Rick? I mean, the states are going to be in an uproar over this and taking it out of their hands. Rick Manning, thank you, Rick.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR, with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Gasoline shortages have expanded across the East Coast as consumers continue to panic buy amid the fallout from a cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline last week by Russian ransomware group DarkSide. The 5,500-mile pipeline system transports more than 100 million gallons of gasoline a day and continues to be shut down. The company says it should be back up and running by the end of the week. Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, warned anyone who would listen on Tuesday that American democracy faces a threat it has never seen before.
Today we face a threat America has never seen before. A former president who provoked a violent attack on this Capitol in an effort to steal the election.
A vote is expected Wednesday to remove Cheney from the role of House Republican Conference Chair. The lawmaker's public feud with Trump raised concerns among House GOP leaders about her ability to serve ahead of the 2022 midterm election. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Jenny Beth Martin joins us now, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. Hey, Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
Hi, I'm great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Well, I'll tell you, the Dems are at it. We've seen this coming, this power grab in the Senate right now. We've got a little bit of a, you know, stay here. It's stuck a little bit in committee with a 9-9 vote on this so-called People's Protection Act. And I was just mentioning with Rick Manning, you love the Democrats' wordsmithing, because the very thing they tell you that something is, by title, it tells you that it's not. I mean, you know, they just cannot give it to you straight, because what they're trying to do is pull something over the voters' eyes, aren't they?
They are, and in this case, they're trying to hide that they are corrupt politicians who are looking at ways to protect their incumbency and make sure they get reelected, and they're willing to make it easier to cheat in order to do that.
You know, the contrast for the everyday American that goes to work and works hard so that their job, their company is sustainable. You know, we live in a free market environment, but elected officials want security, and anybody involved in the union, everything gets flattened out. It's secured. They know what they can count on. Their paycheck is consistent, the whole deal. And you have the same mentality that takes place with elected officials. I mean, there is really no proper reward for, you know, good behavior, good legislation, other than, you know, maybe somebody gives them a pat on the back, you know, this kind of deal. But they still get paid the same, a lot of money. They still get free haircuts. They still get free parking. They get all this free, you know, benefits that come with the office. And it's pretty static. But meanwhile, there's no, like I said, there's no incentive for them to do a better job. This is why, you know, when they come up with this idea of unemployment, you know, though they've seen this going on for a long time, you and I have talked about it, that people were being encouraged to do all the wrong things to stay at home, not get to work. Now you've got governors in varying states now saying, hey, we're cutting it off. You know, we're just not going to do this anymore because we've got too many businesses in our state that need employees and we can't find them because they're all in the bunkers of their parents' home, you know, playing video games.
Yes, that is correct. You know, Bill, I drove past a store the other day. I may have even said this on your radio show 2 weeks ago. When I was down in Florida, a sign on a marquee said, out of stimulus, apply within, meaning we have job openings. Come apply.
Yes, exactly.
Here.
Great line. I love that. Yes.
And I was down actually at a mall, which a lot of people don't shop at anymore, but I was at a mall the other day with my daughter, and there were several different stores in the mall who had signs saying, apply within, now hiring. There are places right now, businesses who need employees so they can get back up to full capacity, but they cannot get the employees to work, and the bailout money is creating the wrong incentives. And honestly, I think that a lot of the people who pass these laws, the men and women who pass these laws, have never had to make payroll. They've never run their own business.
Right.
They don't know what happens and how you have to go about hiring people and firing people in order to meet the bottom line and make sure your cash flow works properly. And that kind of is along the lines of what you're saying, that a lot of that sort of thing is done for them in Congress, and all they have to do is figure out how they're going to keep their job.
They're a protected class, and then now what they're doing is developing a modern concept of slavery by, you know, dumbing down the people. I mean, for some of these kids, you know, to be out of work for 15, 16 months, Jenny Beth, I mean, they're going to need therapy coming back to work if they haven't been working. I think there's some that we've discovered who have said, okay, we'll take the money tax-free. You know, I played all the video games I could play. So I'm going to go and participate in the gig economy, and I'm going to go work under the table and get more tax-free money that way until this thing ferrets it out. So in those particular cases, you know, they're not so much brain damage. What I'm concerned about is that the number of potential employees that are just playing video games that are really losing their intellectual acumen in the process. Because you know as well as I do, you cannot not exercise your brain over an experience in, you know, extended period of time. It's a muscle that needs to be exercised. If it doesn't, it atrophies. And these are these unintended consequences that some of these, you know, if you want to say goodwill leftists think that they're doing, and they're doing more damage than good. And we go back to what President Trump said earlier, and that is, don't let the solution be greater than the disease. And here we are.
That is exactly right. And we are in a situation where we are at a point where the solution is much worse than the disease. And the solution actually is not a solution at all. What
right.
we need is, we really need Congress to just get out of the way. We need them
Amen.
To stop the Corrupt Politicians Act. Let's states and local election boards determine how we're going to run elections. It is pretty simple that we do not need a federal takeover of elections. It should be easy to cheat, easy to vote. It should be hard to cheat, and the Democrats
Exactly.
are trying to make it easy to cheat. And we're looking at a new infrastructure bill. We're looking at more spending. And every time they spend more money, it creates perverse side effects and perverse incentives that you begin to wonder if they're actually truly intended consequences and not unintended consequences.
Oh yeah, it's totally done with an objective in mind. There's no doubt about it. I mean, what the Democrats are doing with H.R. 1 and S. 1, the same bill, one from the House, one from the Senate, the same concept isn't taking over these, our elections, is to codify all the illegal, all the unethical stuff that they got away with so far in 2020. But as someone said to me the other day, Bill, for all the time we're spending, on S1 and HR1 and everything, why don't they spend time in figuring out what the heck happened in 2020? I mean, we've got individual, still investigations that are taking place, and it's being piecemealed out, more and more discovery that's coming up. But, where's Congress? Where's Congress in this and really doing a deep dive to find out what the heck happened in 2020? Because you have half of your constituency right now at least saying there's something fishy here. When you ask the right question, people are still uncomfortable about what happened in 2020.
That is correct. And even though Congress isn't doing anything about it, Tea Pretty Patriots Foundation has filed an amicus brief in Fulton County, Georgia, working to get access to the actual physical ballot so we can have an audit in Georgia, very much like the audit that's happening in Arizona.
Arizona.
There's still an audit happening, a forensic audit that's happening in Michigan. And there are other people who have filed lawsuits about the 2020 election. We may not be able to get retrospective relief, meaning we may not be able to correct the problems and right the wrongs from 2020, but we can at least correct the problems so we don't have those wrongs again in 2022. And there are a lot of people who are working on this through our court system. Now,
exactly.
Judges who will step up and do the job and not be obstructionists.
Well, it's like someone explained the other day, saying that, it's why the Federal Aviation Agency, after a flight incident, an accident, they rebuild everything. They do a full analysis. Takes, up to a year to finally come up with a determination. And the reason they do that, to your exact point, is so that it won't happen again. And we're not doing this, just like we're not doing it when it comes to, the China virus and what's happened here. We've got still more questions. There's no deep dive. There's no analysis. So what do we have to look forward to? We've got more crazy elections to go through and a question whether or not your vote really counts, or maybe even worse yet, a worse pandemic down the road to look forward to because we didn't do our due diligence, Jenny Beth?
That is one thing that we have to be very careful of, and it's why we've got to stay involved and engaged.
Amen. Honorary Chair of the Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin.
For
thank
$1
you,
a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, the one thing about hope is that, it's the object of hope. You know, where is it that your hope is being placed? Is it being placed in mortal man? Is it being placed in government? Or really the choice today, you either have that, that it's in people, places, and things, or is it in the hands of God Almighty, the creator of the universe? That's the question. And, for those that are still pondering that question, I hope that you will find the right answer for yourself and for your family. It will change you altogether, and I might say even in an instant. Nikki Gosar joins us right now. It's been a while since she and I have had a chance to talk. She just was before the U.S. Senate, the Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution regarding red flag laws. As you might recall, when we talked about her book that she had written about gun control laws and how it resulted in her husband being murdered right in front of her in a gun-free zone of all places. I mean, this is the thing. Again, this is the idea of man trying to rule with ideas that don't work. I mean, because when you have people out there that could care less about the law or order, they're here to create havoc and disorder. And yes, there are evil people around. The gun-free zone tells them that, you can go with impunity and have your way with anybody and to any extent, because there's not going to be anybody there to defend them. And the evidence is empirical. It is clear. But yet, we still have politicians. And I hate the saying, these well-meaning politicians. No, they're just ill-informed, and they haven't studied and really understand the topic enough, and they stay in an emotional level, and they come in and introduce policies that are actually more injurious. But enough of that. Nikki Gosar joins us now. Nikki, how are you?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing all right. Thanks so much for having me on. I really enjoy talking with you.
Well, I want to talk about your testimony about the red flag laws. Explain to our audience, first of all, we'll give them a basic orientation, what the red flag laws are and what they're not.
Sure. Red flag laws are a way to take guns away from people who are considered to be possibly dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no real due process involved. you know, mental health experts are generally not involved. I think there's only like two states that even mention mental health in their legislation. And, you know, it can cost $10,000 or more for a legal defense if for some reason you flagged. And that's very expensive. And under red flag laws, you are solely responsible for that.
The person who blows the whistle, in a sense, no responsibility, but the person who is targeted has all the responsibility, legal costs, and what have you to deal with that accusation, right?
Right. Yeah, and, you know, I pointed out to the members of the committee in the Senate that there's some real unintended consequences to a lot of this gun control. Of course, you just told my story about what happened with gun-free zones. Mm-hmm. But I also explained to them, you know, I don't understand why you're wanting to expand red flag laws across the country when we already have laws in place in every state around the nation. Generally, it's called the Baker Act. Some different states call it different things, but it's basically an involuntary commitment type law. And every state has it, and it includes due process. Mental health experts are involved. And if you can't afford an attorney, one is provided for you. With these laws, they have protections built in. So why in the world would they be wanting to expand red flag laws? I think we should get rid of red flag laws and just use these involuntary commitment type laws. You know, here's what happens. If, let's say someone is flagged, they can be put on a 72-hour hold. They will have a mental evaluation. That's mandatory. Mm-hmm. And then the evidence will be presented to a judge, and there's a whole range of options that judge has. The judge can say, you know what? You're not a danger at all, and nothing happens. Or the judge can say, you need outpatient treatment, or your guns should be confiscated, or you should be involuntarily committed. But due process comes first before the guns are taken. And I think that's so important.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, you know, you asked the question, and you're asking the same question that so many of us are asking, is that why don't you just follow the laws that are in place? And, you know, what comes to mind here is, you know, legislators have to legislate. And they just can't help themselves. I mean, they've got to come up with policies. They've got to come up with bills. And especially when you have a hot topic that has anything to do with guns, because the media and all the publicity and everything that comes along with it. And you know, it's something that can be clearly emotionalized and not intellectually presented. The intellectual side is just, you know, set aside. We hope at some point, you know, it ekes out and rises to the top and drives some of these policies. But so often, you know, the intellectual aspect is preempted by the emotional. And then you have the situation of a red flag law. Like you say, why are we recreating the wheel here?
Right. And one thing, you know, look, I don't want dangerous people to have access to guns, but you know what, Bill? I don't want them to have access to a vehicle or matches or gasoline or a pressure cooker or knives. I mean, if they're dangerous, okay, so you take their guns. They're still dangerous.
Yes, exactly.
It doesn't solve the problem. It doesn't address mental health at all under red flag laws.
Well, that's like so many of these issues, you know. It's like, oh, let's talk about racism and everything. Well, you can't legislate racism out of the hearts of man. That's a hard issue. That is a personal thing, just like you just said. So you take away their guns, so they're going to find something else. And, you know, back in the history of man, you go through, and it's not always been a gun. Maybe it's a rock. Maybe it's a hammer. Maybe it's some other. Maybe it's your own physicality that murders somebody, because, you know, murder is in your heart. And, you know, what do you do? You know, so now you're going to have a red flag law on somebody's hands and take their hands away?
Right. And one example I gave, you know, I said, look, you know, I'm a victim of a violent crime. Mm-hmm. I witnessed my stalker murder my husband right in front of me. Those days, months, months and years that followed were very difficult. Yeah. I suffered from depression. Yes, I had nightmares. Who wouldn't? Yeah. Grief, trauma, loss, concern for my safety. Those were all things I dealt with and had to work through. I mean, just put yourself in my shoes. How would you feel? And I remember thinking at the time, look, if I just happen to pass away in my sleep, I'm okay with that because I don't know how I can face another day. I was never suicidal, but you can see where someone may misinterpret that.
Exactly.
And someone might need to get flagged, and that would be devastating after this stalker did this to us. For me to lose my basic human right of self-defense would just be trauma on top of trauma for me.
Yeah, Nikki, I mean, in reading your story and talking before and again hearing you this morning, you know, the thought comes to mind that how many judges would have the wisdom to be able to adjudicate, you know, a case like yours if you were, you know, came before other some other person who experienced something like that what you've gone through, you know, that is absolutely traumatic. I mean, it is, it's got to take a real special human being, a judge, you know, to decide and discern, you know, what's the best way to handle this. And as you say, you know, they well, you know, she's depressed. Well, of course, well, we understand, but we don't understand because we're not you. And we're not that person, but it takes a very special judge to be able to, you know, ferret that out, don't you say?
Yeah, I mean, I think, here's what I think. I think that there should be more focus and funding for mental health care and facilities in this country. There needs to be education for the public on existing laws.
Mm-hmm.
Law enforcement, judges, prosecutors, and, you know, talk about how to enforce these existing laws and coordinate better together so that you can actually get people the help that they need and stop making it about guns.
Exactly.
You know, red flag laws tend to demonize guns and I'm sorry, but simply removing guns if someone is truly dangerous, that does not address the issue.
It's almost a cop-out, Nikki. It's like, you know, the policymakers want to say, well, we did something, you know. Well, but look, we've been dealing with this for a long time, and just to say that you've done something is not good enough. We have to do the right thing. I mean, because I think about, you know, the families that are involved, Nikki, the families, you know, that are in a sense left behind, you know, that were around this individual who was being tormented in some cases and maybe in many cases because of their mental health. And what has that family been dealing with? And yet they know, and in some cases, the families have reported, and like down in Florida, some 36 reports of a possible, you know, individual with a gun that could do some damage, and the FBI, you know, just kind of ignored it. So it's very complicated. There's no doubt about it. But, Nikki, we'll keep the conversation going. Thank you for your help and what you shared with the Senate subcommittee. Take care.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.